This is ArcherRadio.com. Today is Thursday, June 1st, 2006. We made it to June. The summer is officially here. Actually, I think summer officially started on Monday with Memorial Day, but June, July, and August are typically known as the summer months, so we're in summer. I want to thank a couple more people for their belated birthday wishes. We got a couple more that came in after the fact. We got a voicemail from Homer that I'm going to play in a second. But we also got birthday wishes from Michael Perry and Michael Sage and John Ong. So thanks to you guys, too, for the other birthday wishes. And here's a voicemail we got from Homer, who called in and sang happy birthday to me. So listen to this voicemail from Homer.
Happy birthday, Archer. Happy birthday, Archer. Happy birthday, dear Archer. Happy birthday to you. Hey, Archer, it's Homer. Oh my God, you got to hear me sing. You're so lucky. I hope you have the most wonderful 42nd birthday. Hey, that means you're 21 times 2. So kids that were born on your 21st birthday can now legally drink. Does that make you feel old? Anyway, I hope you have a lovely day, and I'll chat with you soon. Bye.
Thank you, Homer. You know, I always enjoy getting messages from you and talking with you. We need to catch up with you on the podcast again soon. Speaking of catching up with people, last night I was talking with Michael Perry in Squamish, British Columbia. We were on Skype and we were just kind of messaging. We weren't talking with voice, but we were just catching up and talking about Mac stuff. And I realized we haven't had him on the show forever. So he and I are going to try to catch up and record a show and catch up and see what's going on with him. So that was a fun chat with Michael Perry. Thank you, Michael. Moving along to other things, actually, I'm going to go back to what I first started with this, the summer being here. I don't know about you, but the temperature this week has just skyrocketed. I'm not sure what the temperature is in your area, but here in the D.C. area, it is hot and humid. On Tuesday, it reached a record-tying 95 degrees, and of course, we have humidity here on the East Coast, so 95 degrees with humidity is like a sauna, is like the tropics, is like I can't stand it. This is the part of summer that I don't like, is the amount of heat, because I sweat like a pig, and I just don't like it. But it is supposed to be cool. It is supposed to cool down as the rest of the week goes by, and by the weekend it's supposed to be nicer, so hopefully it will be nicer by the end of the week. Well, today's Thursday, so maybe tomorrow. Actually, it's supposed to rain today and tomorrow, so that always cools things down. But the weekend's still supposed to be nice in the low to mid-80s, I believe. Looking forward to that. Gosh, I sound like I'm asleep. I feel like I need to go to sleep. I could use a nap. I'm so tired. The heat does that to you. It takes all your energy out of you. But anyway, so the heat's killing me. Now, I mentioned on, I think, a show last week about iTunes and how you can write a review on iTunes. And I encourage people to go to iTunes and write some. Well, I checked back today, and I see that three more people have written reviews. And that was very nice. Let's read them. Of course, you could go to iTunes and find Archer Radio and read them yourself, but why would you have to do that when I can do it for you? We have three reviews, and one is from Mike Hip, and he writes, the title of his is Archer is da bomb, and he gives us 5 stars. Thank you very much, Mike Hip. Archer is da bomb. I love that. He says, I listen to quite a few podcasts for my webpage. Archer is one of my favorites. Highly recommended show. Now, for those of you who don't know, Mike Hip is the guy who writes podcastsoup.net. He reviews he summarizes lots of podcast shows. And we have been lucky enough to show up on Mike Hip's webpage like almost daily for a long time now. It's rare that he misses one of our shows. So thank you, Mike Hip. I appreciate that. And at the same time, Mike Hip also runs Candles by Phoebes, those great candles that you can get from him. I suggest you check out that too. Then we have a review from, it says by PTBDX. I think that might be Fido. I'm not sure. It's either Fido or it could be Bert. In any case, he says, Kicked Back Podcast. Kicked Back Podcast. 5 stars. Archer Radio is a great podcast of a regular guy talking about what's on his mind on any given day, whether that be about his latest wine tasting adventures, his love of Mac computers, chatting with the boyfriend, etc. His is a very low-key, albeit funny, and always interesting podcast. Check it out. Thank you, PTBPDX. I'm really not sure who that is, but I think it's either Fido or it's Bert, Musings Northwest. I'm not sure. And then we have one from Dave in Virginia. And I think Dave is the guy who drives by the P.O. box when, on his way home from work. But he writes, Great show, 5 stars. Archer Radio is one of the best podcasts available. You can always count on Archer to be interesting, humorous, and informative. Topics range from current events to wine and fine cuisine. Archer often conducts interviews that are informative and humorous. The inclusion of his boyfriend, family, and friends in the show give the listener a glimpse into his daily life. I highly recommend this addictive podcast to anyone who is looking for a unique listening experience. Thank you, Dave. That was so nice of you. Now, I would like to encourage the rest of you to go to iTunes and write a review. I just think that's so cool. So thank you guys for the reviews on iTunes. You know, I absolutely love them and appreciate them. Now, as you may or may not know, for those of you who are gay, for our straight listeners, this is just, of interest to you, but June is Pride Month. Now, what that means, basically, excuse me, I think I'm going to burp. I'll edit that out if I do. No, guess not. Anyway, June is Pride Month. And what that means is June is the month, well, if you think about it, June historically is the month when, in 1969, that the gays and the cross-dressers, drag queens, whatevers, fought against the police at the Stonewall Bar. And so June has typically, since that time, in 1969, June has been the time when gays can celebrate their gayness and be proud and have different parades and festivals and stuff. I guess that's, you know, if I just did like a Google search, let's just do this. June is Gay Pride Month. And see what comes up. Sure enough, it says June is Gay and Lesbian Pride Month. Yeah, you can't forget the lesbians. I always forget about them. Forgive me. Let's see what it says. The origins of Gay and Lesbian Pride Month can be traced back to a turbulent weekend in New York City in June of 1969. On the night of June 27th of that year, the usual crowd gathered at the Stonewall Inn, a popular gay bar in New York City's Greenwich Village. New York Beverage Control Board agents and the New York City police officers raided the bar to enforce an alcohol control law that was seldom enforced anywhere else in the city. Raids on gay establishments, however, were common at the time and were conducted regularly with little or no resistance, as fearful gay patrons were physically forced out of their gathering places, sometimes beaten and often arrested with no just cause. In fact, this raid was the second such raid on the Stonewall Inn that week. On the night of June 27th, lesbians and gay men spontaneously fought back against police harassment for the first time. The crowd inside and outside the bar erupted into violent resistance against the officers as they singled out patrons to load into waiting paddy wagons. More police reinforcements were called in as local gays and lesbians united in enraged and confrontation. Word spread quickly about the confrontation, and large outraged crowds gathered on ensuing nights to protest the mistreatment historically inflicted on the gay community. These protests came to be known as the Stonewall Rebellion, and the uprising was the catalyst for the modern political movement for gay and lesbian liberation, calling for gay pride and action to secure the basic civil rights. The event since The event since then has been commemorated by an annual parade held each year in New York City and Los Angeles on the last Sunday in June, a tradition starting with marches on June 28, 1970, marking the anniversary of the Stonewall Rebellion. The Stonewall Inn was declared a National Historic Landmark in March 2000, cited as the birthplace of the modern gay and lesbian civil rights movement. Now, gay and lesbian events and parades are planned annually in the month of June all over the country, as well as internationally. Gay and Lesbian Pride Month celebrate diversity and civil liberties and rights for all. And that comes from the NWHP News and Events Archive. That's National Women's History Project. Sorry about that. So there you go. That's the history of Gay Pride in June. I don't know, actually, I should take a look at the, because, you know, in Washington, D.C., we have the Washington Blade, which is our Washington gay newspaper. Washington, I'm typing this in Google because I don't have it bookmarked. Washington Blade, there we go, Washington Blade Online. And I'm sure they, just like other newspapers and magazines that are gay-related, list all the different Pride events, I'm sure that my newspaper is going to list something, but... of course, on the front page, I'm looking and I don't see anything. But then again, I'm probably not doing a very good job of looking. And I should have done this before I got on the show, started recording it. Forgive me. In any case, let's see. Time wasting. Sorry. All right, I'm not going to waste the time looking for that because I don't see it. But I suggest you go to your local gay and lesbian newspaper and check out what is going on in your area or in the major city closest to you, because in D.C. they usually do it, I think it's like the second weekend in June, they block off the streets and they have a gay pride parade and a whole bunch of, I just hit the desk. They have a bunch of activities planned, like they have this, a whole bunch of... tent set up where you can buy merchandise and join gay groups and all this kind of stuff. Well, being as old as I am, I've been to it many, many times, and it just doesn't appeal to me anymore. Not that I am not proud to be gay or support other gay causes and so forth, but I'm kind of like over it, because in years past, it's always been all the hot-looking gay men take their shirts off and stroll around and hook up and drink, and I'm just not into that anymore. I guess I'm too old. But, you know, there are other things or other ways that I like to relive gay history or, you know, celebrate in my own way. Like, for example, I love the documentaries that end up showing up on TV a lot. Like, on PBS, they always show, I think they show the same one every year, but I enjoy it enough that I watch it every year, and it always basically they go with the history and they talk about the whole rebellion at the Stonewall Inn, and then they talk about different groups like the Mattachine Society, and they talk about people like Harry Hay, who are well into the history of gay pride. So I really enjoy watching those on TV, and of course on Logo, because I have the Logo Network, which is the gay TV network, whatever, cable network. I'm sure they're going to be doing something for Pride this year. I didn't have it last year, so I don't know, but so I'll be watching this year. Now, here's my question. I wonder if Andrew in Liverpool has a gay Pride celebration thing. You know what? He's on Skype right now. Let me put you on hold for a second and see if we can chat with Andrew and see what about his gay Pride. Hold on a second. Well, unfortunately, Andrew is busy, and he didn't have his microphone and headphones, so we could not chat with him. However, we did type back and forth, and it sounds like he is in the midst of lots of dust under his construction because, he tells me that Jason has terrible asthma, and the dust is bothering him from all the construction. So anyway, we will have to catch up with Andrew later and find out what Pride Month is like in the UK, and hear all the details about that from him. Now, what I would like to suggest is that anybody who has ideas, but tell me what you do on for Pride Month, and you know, send me a message, email, comment, or whatever, and just let me know how you celebrate Pride Month in June, what you do special or different. Moving right along, we have a short voicemail from Ramble Redhead. Ramble Redhead and I are trying to hook up sometime because he wants to interview me on a show. And actually, I would like to chat with him on my show sometime, too, just to... because I really don't know anything about Ramble Redhead. I told him that, unfortunately, I don't listen to a show, but I did listen to the one with Nick in Paris. And that was an interesting interview, as I told you before. So I want to catch up with Ramble Redhead. But anyway, listen to this voicemail that I got from Ramble. And listen to this.
Hey, Archer, this is Ramble Redhead. Just want to give you a quick call to say, hey, I enjoy your show, and I hope you're having a great day. And look forward to talking to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ramble Redhead. I'm looking forward to talking to you sometime, too. And I'm so glad you enjoy the show. And you have to just forgive me for not listening to your show. I will listen to it soon, and, you know, and maybe even subscribe. I guess probably I should if I'm going to be on a show. But anyway, yeah, so that's the voicemail from Ramble Redhead. Thank you, Ramble. Finally, I want to talk about a recent Supreme Court decision that is a little bit confusing and enlightening at the same time. This one actually has gone under the radar because I did not hear about it on the national news or local news or anything, but I did happen to catch the news article on WashingtonPost.com. And on Tuesday, the Supreme Court voted to limit the whistleblower lawsuits. Now, I read this article, and I'm not sure I even understand what it's saying or what it means, but let me read this, at least a little bit of it, and maybe I can get some of you smarter people out there to fill me in on exactly what this means. But, okay, it goes like this. The Supreme Court today narrowed the First Amendment protections for public employees who reveal perceived wrongdoing they happen to observe in the course of doing their jobs. The decision enhances the ability of governments at all levels to punish employees for speaking out, shielding officials in many instances from lawsuits for violating the right to free speech. It does not interfere with federal or state laws that independently protect actions of whistleblowers. The case was closely watched by governments across the country as well as public employee unions who feared today's outcome. In a 5-4 opinion, Justice Anthony Kennedy said the court should not be displacing managerial discretion over the behavior of employees by intruding in decisions that are wholly related to the workplace. Employers have heightened interests in controlling speech made by an employee in his or her professional capacity. Official communications, he said, have official consequences. Now, okay, now this is just me. Now, what does that mean that whistleblowers cannot speak out now because of? See, I'm just stupid, but I don't understand this. I'm reading this and I'm thinking, okay, does that mean that people who are observing wrongdoing in the workplace cannot speak out because they can be sued by their employers easier now? If that's the case, that sucks. But of course, you know, if anybody else follows because I watch the Supreme Court every once in a while just to see what's going on, and of course, the way the court is packed now, we're going to be losing rights left and right. And it sounds like we just lost another one in terms of whistleblowing. The interesting thing here is that the court was split right down the middle, conservatives and I don't even want to say liberals, but Democrats and Republicans, I guess I can say, because it says joining Kennedy were Chief Justice John G. Roberts, Jr., and Justices Antonin Scalia, Clarence Thomas, and Samuel Alito. Hello, those are all the Supreme Court justices who were appointed by Republicans, I believe. And then it says dissenters were Justices John Paul Stevens, David Souter, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and Stephen Breyer. Our only hope of keeping the court are those four guys and women, those four justices, I should say. Now, and they said They said there should be more of a balancing test in which an employee's speech revealing wrongdoing should be weighed against the government's stake in efficient management. The decision interrupts a line of cases that have expanded... Let me turn the page here. Oops, sorry about all that noise. The decision interrupts a line of cases that have expanded the constitutional protections for employees who speak out. Kennedy distinguished between an employee speaking out in his role as a citizen on matters of public interest, which may be protected by the First Amendment, from an employee who speaks out pursuant to official duties. Today's case involved a Los Angeles deputy district attorney who, as a part of his job, reviewed the sufficiency of a warrant in a criminal case. He found the warrant flawed and wrote a memo saying so. When his bosses proceeded with the case anyway, the deputy testified for the defense. The deputy claimed afterwards that he was reassigned and denied a promotion as a result of his assistance to the defense on the warrant issue. He sued the Los Angeles district attorney, alleging that this retaliatory actions violated his rights to free speech, as enunciated by the Supreme Court in prior cases protecting public employees. Now I quote, "The court has made clear that public employees do not surrender all their First Amendment rights by reason of their employment," Kennedy wrote. "They retain protection in certain circumstances to speak as a citizen addressing matters of public concern." Okay, so that means as a citizen you can speak out, but as an employee you can't. That sucks. Going on, a teacher's letter to a local newspaper addressing school funding issues, for example, has been ruled protected speech in a previous Supreme Court case, Kennedy said, because it did not interfere with the teacher's job or stem from something the teacher did in his official capacity. The deputy from the other case, on the other hand, prepared his memo as part of his duties. He spoke as a prosecutor fulfilling a responsibility to advise his supervisor about how best to proceed with a pending case. "We hold that when public employees make statements pursuant to their official duties, the employees are not speaking as citizens for First Amendment purposes, and the Constitution does not insulate their communications from employer discipline." Souter, writing in a dissent, said, he agreed that a government employee has substantial interest in effectuating its chosen policy and objectives and in demanding competence, honesty, and judgment from employees who speak for it in doing their work. But, he wrote, "I would hold that private and public interest in addressing official wrongdoing and threats to health and safety can outweigh the government's stake in the efficient implementation of policy, and when they do, public employees who speak on these matters in the course of their duties should be eligible to claim First Amendment protections." Oh my God, that's very scary. So if that guy had gone and written a letter to the editor saying that this was done wrong, then he would have been protected. But in his official job, he can't do it. Now, under the Supreme Court law, anybody who's in the job and sees wrongdoing in the job cannot speak about it through their job. They have to be like a private citizen. Well, that just sucks. That just throws a whole bunch of shit out the window. What about all the wrongdoing at the CIA or the FBI or, you know, government waste, people who are in the job and see that the government's throwing money away? They cannot speak up and speak about it in their official capacity because of retaliation from their employers. That really sucks. That's a scary thing, I think. Now, I know that this was totally not given any press or anything, but it just goes to show me that our Supreme Court is now on the right, or on the side of the far right, and taking away rights and First Amendment rights, I should say. I don't know. Maybe I'm not reading it right, or maybe I don't understand it, but I think it's wrong. I think it's totally wrong. Oh, we got a call from Mark. Let's accept this call. Hello?
Hi there, Archer. It's Chef Mark.
Hey, Chef Mark. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. I was just finishing up recording my show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you still recording now?
I still am recording, but I only have like 2 minutes left.
Oh dear. Well, we better talk fast.
But that's okay. I can always have you. I can just end my show and then record another show if you want.
Okay. How was your birthday? I've heard about your birthday, but this is the first time we've had a chance to actually talk.
I know. Well, my birthday was absolutely wonderful. The boyfriend was so sweet to me all weekend.
He left all kinds of surprises all over the place.
Yes, as I said on Tuesday's show, lots of little gifts around the house and stuff. It was really sweet.
Except he was being a little bit snarky on the recording for
Wednesday's show
on Saturday.
Yes, he was a little bit. But, you know, that's the wine speaking, I think. and, you know, it was all in fun.
Of wine and roses? I hope not.
Well, it was all in fun. We were just being silly, you know.
Yeah, so. No, I know. That's great.
Yeah.
So,
well, listen,
so
can
what
you,
else is new?
Well, can you hold on just a second? I want to end my show, and then I want to record another show with you, because I actually have some questions for you.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Ciao.
Okay, so boys and girls, as you can hear, we're going to have another show with, we're going to record some audio with Chef Mark. So, tune in tomorrow for that conversation with Chef Mark. So, until next time, boys and girls. Bye. Archer Ray.